Welcome to the Truman Charities Podcast. I am Jamie Truman, your host. If you're just tuning into this podcast, I'm the co-founder of Truman Charities. We are a 100% volunteer-based organization with a wonderful group of board members, and we have raised a little over $1.6 million for various charities over the past 14 years. Now, I'm going to recap our event that we just had a few days ago. Plus, I'm going to give you some tips with one of our board members, Don McGlynn, about picking a venue and things or must do's and don'ts when choosing a venue for your next charity event. Now, Strongest Hearts, if you don't know anything about this organization, please go back to episode 72. And that's where I speak with the co-founder of Strongest Hearts, Tanya Barbera. We spoke about her son, Jack, and his diagnosis with muscular dystrophy. We're also talking about gene editing and the research that they are doing right now that is going to significantly improve the lives of so many individuals with certain types of muscular dystrophy through gene editing. We were very excited about this upcoming party that we are going to have for them. Now, remind you, what I had said earlier is that we had this goal of raising a little over $100,000 for the whole year of 2023. And I am overly excited to share that now the numbers are still coming in, but as of right now, we have raised $111,000 for Strongest Hearts. And let me remind you that we are 100% volunteer-based organization and 100% of the money raised goes directly to the charity. So every single dollar that came in is going towards gene editing research for muscular dystrophy, which is absolutely amazing. And we could not have done it, absolutely could not have done it without some of our amazing sponsors. I'm going to run through these very quickly, but I do suggest anybody, when you're looking to do business with different businesses and individuals, I really personally want to do business with people that are giving back to our community. So we had some amazing sponsors, some of our title sponsors with the Lido Civic Club, Truman Family, the Inno Shift, Cyrus One, Shell Nerf, Turkey Farm, Shield 7, Gold Sponsors. We have Small Business Advisors, Scotty Vodka, Boone & Son Jewelers, Aspen Real Estate Settlements, Jordan Solender, Market Smart. So what else? First Home Mortgage, Rob Mercer, Maury Home Team at Compass, Don McGlynn, that's who we'll be talking with a little bit later, Cindy Truman Family Hall, Data Canopy, Vito John Germillo, Sassy Agency. And then we have some great silver sponsors. We have the Genius Chimney Services, First Washington Mortgage with Matt Truman, Merlinch Law, Dermon Galleen, Rich DePippo, Urseola Family, Tom Stallone, United Bank, Mike and Larry Burke, Nicole Banquet, and PKC. I'm going to have that all written in the show notes too. So to make sure to look down, and when you think about doing business, do business with people that are giving back to our community. And I want to thank every single person that came to our event. Again, we raised $111,000. Every single dollar goes directly towards research for Strongest Hearts, for gene editing, for muscular dystrophy. Now we're going to get into some of the DM questions that I get throughout the year. And this one is going to be centered around what you should think about when you're deciding on what venue to have your charity party. All right. So let's talk to Don. Hi, Don. How are you?
Great. How are you, Jamie?
Good. So for everyone that's listening, if you don't know, Don is our wonderful board member, and he's also a realtor at Maury Home Team at Compass. Don, now you make sure that it's really turnkey when it comes to our venue and where we're having these events, and they are running absolutely seamlessly and smooth. And I get a lot of DMs from people about, you know, where should we have the venue? Should we switch to different venues? How do you pick it? All of that great stuff. So why don't you kind of break it down a little bit for people to give them some, you know, some do's and don'ts and kind of help them when they're looking for a venue for their next charity event.
Of course. Well, we do have a couple different things. We do a happy hour. Our biggest thing, of course, are the fundraisers. And with the fundraiser, it's a lot more work to find the location that can handle 100 or so people. And the best thing for us is finding a place that we don't have to do anything. It's all set up by the restaurant or venue, and it's much, much easier. We were using another place before that got very complicated, very time consuming, getting extra vendors in, not just the place itself, but hiring a caterer, someplace for rentals, and it was just too much. So we've been lucky enough to pair up for the last couple with Tommy Joe's in Bethesda, mm-hmm. and they take everything from the very beginning to the very end. They take care of the music. Everything is wonderful.
To kind of go back to what you first said, is that you want a venue that come and they have everything together. So I know the venue that we're talking about, which was a wonderful venue, but it was just the venue. So you want to kind of stay away from that because there's so many elements that come along with that, like bringing caterers in, bringing, you know, tables, chairs, all of that great stuff too, correct?
Correct. And unless your organization has the time and the people to organize all that, I think the best way to go, for at least for our situation, is to find a local restaurant that has the space that can dedicate it to your event. And there are a number around the area, but we've narrowed it down, and it's been great. People were telling me after the event this Saturday, great food, great entertainment, and just the energy was so good.
Okay, so why do you think you chose Tommy Joe's out of all the places? Because we live in Bethesda, which has a lot of restaurants. So why do you think Tommy Joe's was the venue for us to decide to do our events at?
They worked with us. You know, we talked to a few other ones. We couldn't get dedicated space. And they've just been very, very helpful. The managers are great. We know the owner. Doesn't hurt. So they've been very generous and very helpful for what we do. And to block off a whole Saturday night for the restaurant is great. We do bring them 100 people, so it works out very nice.
Yeah, I do like the fact that Tommy Joe's too, there's all of these different, we have different options, right? So it's like if anybody hasn't been there, if you go into, they have two floors, they have the top rooftop, and then they have the middle floor, and you have inside and outside. They have like a little space where we have Ian, who does his music, which we love. And you have outside space and indoor, and then like space for the food as well. So how do you pick what items to have on the menu to keep it cost effective? Because as I was telling, you know, people, what I was speaking earlier on the recap is that, you know, 100% of everything that we raise goes directly to the charities. We're covering the cost of the events. So how do you keep it where the food's still really good, right? But you're not spending an arm and a leg.
I do a little arm twisting. They'll tell me a price. I go, no, that's too high. So we'll get that narrowed down. The main thing we want is something easy, something you could carry around. You can eat with your hands. You don't need a fork and a knife because it is pretty much standing. There are tables around to sit down, but most everybody's walking around with food in their hand. So something like quesadillas, just make it easy, sliders, things like that. And, everybody complimented the food. It was great food. We have tried other things that I don't want to say failed, but it was a little tougher where we had Caesar salad. You know, mm-hmm. it's a balancing act when you have that and a drink and everything else. So this has worked out well. We tweak it over after each event. We talk about what we have and see if we can make things different if we need to.
Yes. And I've mentioned this on a previous podcast when I was talking about it. And I always kind of go back to this one because it was a wonderful event that we have. And this was before you were a board member, but it was just disastrous, but it was a good idea. So we had everybody over our house and it was for kind. So it was for kids and school and school buses. And we thought it'd be cute to have everything kind of themed, the food. And it just ended up being a real disaster. It was not great. Wasn't good for a party. So you really do, like you said, like you have to think about that. Like people are going to be walking around. People are going to be talking. What's going to be the easiest, but what is going to be filling for them? And then still within budget. And then I wanted to ask you, what do you think about, so people come to the table sometimes with different organizations, and I hear this too, that what are the benefits of staying with one opposed to going to different venues for each of your events?
I think it's a matter of two things. One is you've got a great relationship with one place and they've taken care of you before. They know what to expect. They know how to handle your crowd. It's so much easier for them and much easier for us. And switching venues, if people have been to a handful of your events and all of a sudden you're somewhere else, they might not pay attention. They might show up the wrong place. So I think just the consistency is, it really makes a big difference.
That's true. I think with being able to, you know, one venue, knowing that three times a year, we're going to have very large parties. And then, of course, we have our happy hours once a month with them, too, is you have such better communication with them and they already know. Right. So I guess now at this point, when you talk to them, they have an idea of exactly what we want now. And it makes it a lot easier. And of course, which I've mentioned that we're all volunteers, so we don't have a ton of time. You know, you don't have a ton of time to spend, you know, hours with the with people and talking to them about exactly what we need. So they already kind of know. So as I mentioned earlier, Strongest Hearts has been our by far most successful event that we've had so far in the past 14 years. And what do you attribute that to? What do you think?
I think just what we talked about, consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got people, they know where they're going to be. We've got a great crowd of sponsors that are consistent with us. We have new ones every time, but a lot of people that are really very generous and guests as well. And I think we're just building on that. It's just fantastic.
I do think so. I was talking to Jerry just recently and we were going through how much we've been able to raise, you know, 4 years ago opposed to now. And honestly, the things that we've changed is having board members and everybody having exactly what they're doing and making everything, as I had mentioned, kind of turnkey. We've made systems for everything. So it's really been working out great. And so, Don, before I let you go, is there anything that you think people should know about getting a venue or anything like that?
Just to make it easy. That's it. It's just simple. The best thing to do is, depending on where you are, where you're located, whatever town you are in, is go visit the local venues. Go have dinner. Go to the bar. Just and get to know the owners of these restaurants and the managers and the bartenders and have a conversation with them to see if they can do something like that. And once that gets started, you might start off small. You might have 30, 40 people and have a separate area in the restaurant for you. And as you grow, you can take over the whole place. And that just really livens the place up. It just makes it for a phenomenal night.
Yeah. And I have to say, you know, Tommy Joe's was one of the easier for us because they've been sponsors forever for us, you know, and that was back when we were having the parties at my house.
Yeah. Exactly. They've been great. And just for your sanity, we don't have it at your house anymore.
Oh, yeah. I learned that when my oldest son was 3 months old. And that was our last party that we had at the house.
That was the best move you ever made. For you.
For everyone. For the sanity.
The parties
yes.
were great at your house. No, they were great there. But yeah, I get it. Boy, I can't imagine.
And it's so much easier because then, of course, it was the same thing as we had with the other venue. We were bringing people in to cook. And then we had to have people that were like handing stuff out. And then we had to have the bartender and this and that. And actually, the cost is less. So it's been really, you know, cost effective for us to keep it at one place.
Exactly. And trying to get some volunteers to come back after the event to clean up is a nightmare.
A nightmare. Yes.
Here it's done. We don't do a thing.
It's perfect. All right. Well, thank you, Don, so much. Thank you for all that you do. Because of you, we've been able to really increase what we've been able to do at each of these events and become much more successful than we were several years ago. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to do it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Take care, Jamie.
Thanks for everybody for tuning into another episode of the Truman Charities Podcast. Until next time. If you liked this episode, please make sure to rate and review our podcast. That is how more people learn about the Truman Charities Podcast and our organization. And to make sure you don't miss any of our future episodes, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. If you'd like to follow Truman Charities, you can follow us on Facebook at Truman Charities, Instagram at Jamie_Truman Charities, and check out our website, trumancharities.com.